Pinal County is facing a water shortfall as the area's needs are now expected to outpace what is actually available for the next 100 years. Those needs include vital agricultural interests in the county. Pinal ranks first in the state for cotton, barley, and livestock production, according to the Arizona Farm Bureau, among other notable products. But water supplies are also on demand by new developments in the area, and farmers who have held claims for decades are crying foul. To learn more about how that actually affects those who work in agriculture and have relied on it in their families for generations, we reached out to Jim Goldman of Goldman Dairy in Coolidge. I began by asking him whether an upcoming water shortfall was a surprise for him.
Well, the thing is, you have two factors in here. It's a supply of water, the quantity, but also the quality. Humans are no different than cattle. We had some areas with real high salt content. We tested some of that water. We said, no, we can't use that water. But fortunately, right here, we put our well. The hiss on the well was one of the best areas for water. So as I anticipated, around the Chandler area, where we were right before, up behind South Mountain, as deeper you went down, the more pure the water was, because it was leaching water coming to the top from years of irrigation, bringing salts down. Well, it wasn't true here. There's actually salt domes. So we just had to hook them by a crook, put a well down, and thought the best place. And I said, well, let's just try that. So we went down, I think, to 650 feet or something. And we cased the well off. We sealed it all the way down to the last 200 or 300 feet and then turned the test pump on. And we got the most brackish crap you can imagine. Totally impossible to use. So I asked the guy that doing the well, he said, what do? He said, you do two things. You take and they bring a machine in and they cut the casing all the way up just almost to the drawdown level. And then you pray. I did both, and the water came out very pure. But if it hadn't have, I would have taken hundreds of thousands of dollars and put in that well and just capped it and be done with it. The thing is, usually agricultural land is on areas where there's a greater quantity and usually higher quality water. So it makes more sense then to say, wait a minute now, you guys, not only by the rules, but if for the future, you're better off to buy agricultural ground and retire to a non-irrigation right, which gives 2 acre feet per acre, and make your development around that parameter, you know. But I see so much gimmickry going on in this thing, and I'm thinking, which gets the farmers angry is the fact, wait a minute, our foot was held to the fire to get this thing okayed years ago, the water plan. And now you want to take and change the rules within internally to allow developers to get away with things we didn't get away with? And I'm thinking, no, you can't do that. If they want to take and move that water someplace else and then make allowance for that, but they've taken in so many acres of farmland out and they moved that water, want to move 5 or 6 miles to some desert area, fine. For aesthetics, I can't think any sense of that. But the point is, what I'm getting is, let's just play by the rules, and I don't think we'd have near much problem. Now, what happened in Pinal County, what you're talking about, is the fact we're depending on Central Arizona Project water, and there's real iffy now whether we're going to be able to continue with the same level of delivery we've had for years. They want to cut it down. Well, there's nothing we can do about that. So I kid everybody, I said, you know, the guy that puts the deposit in the bank is not people. It's called the Lord in heaven, and he sends a ring when he decides he's going to do it, you know.
Is there anything you'd like to see done from a policy standpoint to help stabilize things for you and your colleagues in the agriculture industry?
We understand as farmers the future of Arizona. Long-range future is not agriculture, not the size it is now. It's going to keep on dwindling, and more development is going to take place because people want to live here. Very advantageous. But still, we're just saying, look, let's get some justice in this system and say, if you're going to build, then buy the water out from the farmer. There's some policing there because you have to develop within limits. We had to figure it out in the cost of doing business. That extra $100,000, and we have no way to pass it on. In other words, our prices are set by the government, federal government. But developers can pass that cost on directly to the customer with the builders and so forth, you know. And so can industry. They just add it to the price of product. Well, that's going to be uncompetitive. I don't think so. Because, like you said, Arizona has ace in the hole with the weather. People will pay more to come here.
Based on the ups and downs you've had in agriculture, I'm sure over the decades, how does this point in time compare to all of that? In terms of the challenges you're facing and the economics, just the reality of water, all those things.
We have been in this business for 66 years until last year.
Wow.
The bank called up at the beginning of 2018 and says, we're not taking a risk of finance anymore because the economic conditions are so terrible. We're not any good for anybody until somebody gets hungry.
Right.
And then they suddenly realize, well, wait a minute, what happened? I guarantee you the price of food went up 10 or 15%. The housewife would tell you, you better do something, right?
That is Jim Goldman, a farmer at Goldman Dairy in Coolidge.